Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, July 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I have with me my regular Thursday co-host, a Dutch citizen broadcasting from the south of France, Willem Velderhof. Willem, welcome. How are you doing today, brother?
Hey, Richard. Good to be with you. I'm doing okay. It's quite hot here, but it's okay. It's good. It's good to be with you.
Ah, good to have you here as always. And yeah, it's definitely hot. Where I am these days as well. And, well, so, I mean, have we had any further developments over in France as far as the rioting? I mean, it has subsided by now, has it, or is it still ongoing in some areas?
Well, I think it's always sort of ongoing since quite a long time, you know, with the Yellow Vest movement. It was like 2 years ongoing. Every weekend were protests in all the big cities of France. And since then, we had COVID, of course. And then there were protests from people resisting that tyranny, form of tyranny. And then it died out. And now we have different kind of protests. So I think it's always sort of ongoing protests, or maybe some small scale. It's very difficult to really get a clear picture of how widespread it is, how big it is. It's always smaller than what it looks like. That's, I don't want to downplay things, of course, for sure, because it's pretty bad, of course. Situation is very bad in the big cities. That's for long, since long time, that's the case. So more tension, more stress. And also in other countries. I speak with people from Holland recently, and there are also very large tensions in the cities and fights, and not like in France. I think France is different, but still it's the same. I think it's everywhere. It's sort of the boiling pot is sort of boiling over regularly, and then the media is stimulating it by portraying it as mass whenever they desire it, of course, because during the Yellow Vest movement protest, there was not any really significant reporting from the real large scale of it. And I've seen it with my own eyes because I joined it in the beginning in different big cities. So I could see it. It was a big movement in France and long for a long period. But this was not being reported, of course, by the mainstream media. It was downplayed. And now it's being, you know, it's being hyped, these protests, although it's a problem, of course, but it's difficult to get a really clear picture of the severity of it and how big it is. But it's sure ongoing. But they can use it, of course, with portraying it for different reasons in different ways. But sure, there are tensions in the big cities, and this is resulting in protests from all different areas in the society.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Holland. We've heard about those 3,000 farmers who are set to lose their land, lose their farms. And then we heard about the dissolution of the government, the collapse of the Dutch government there. And as far as the, well, you said those aren't really related to one another. As far as the collapse of the government, well, I don't know. Did you or someone else say that there were rumors that it had to do with the immigration issue or something? Regardless, you're thoroughly convinced, and I believe I am rather as well, that we won't have a better treatment of the citizens in the government that replaces it.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole thing when the government fell over the issue of immigration was a setup, was a theater spectacle. I think this government, who stayed in place for just way too long already, whatever that is worth, you know, it's an agenda. It's just a theater stage. And they make place now for new players. And they did their work during COVID. And before that, they set the stage. They implemented all kinds of different laws. They followed the green agendas, the agendas 21, the globalist agendas, World Economic Forum agents openly being part of this so-called government in the Netherlands, who are now stepping back. So we have a lot of these players now stepping back, and they will make place for new players. And it's interesting what's happening. Well, it's not interesting at all. It still is distraction, but now the alternative media and the people in the alternative opposition kind of conservative sections, they are now going berserk because what happened is that there is now a new coalition between the left parties. That's the Green Left Party and socialists on the left, and they joined forces. So this will become a major party, and the two front persons, a woman and a man, they step back to make place for a real leader. And now suddenly is Frans Timmermans, who is the deputy secretary director of the EU, who actually created, well, he didn't create himself, of course, but he came up with this new law, this nature conserving law for the Netherlands, which passed a few weeks ago, which will make the situation much worse for the Netherlands, because the farmers, what I said last week, I sort of explained it a little bit, but this is a European law, and this will look at Netherlands as just one big nature area, as a sort of national park kind of thing. So you're not allowed anymore to do any farming, actually, in the Netherlands, if you want to follow these kinds of laws and dictates. And he is now suddenly, which was already, he was in the Netherlands for 2 months ago for a visit, when he was asked if he was coming back for Dutch politics. He said, no, definitely not. And now he's suddenly being selected as the become the leader of this left movement, these coalition parties on the left. So that's quite an interesting thing, because that is just full-blown communist. Well, if he becomes prime minister, that would be something. So there is a lot of things happening in that this arena for a lot of people to speculate on what's going to happen there.
So we can thoroughly expect that these 3,000 farmers will indeed lose their farms, lose their land, and perhaps more if there are more farmers yet to be targeted, or just people who own property, land, buildings of and land of significant value, that will continue. And you're already saying basically other than other than the city areas of Amsterdam, you can't really go anywhere. It's all a national park that's off limits to the Goyim.
Yes, and this is exactly in line with this tri-state megacity initiative, this project to transform the Netherlands into one big city, which it already almost is. In the eastern part of the Netherlands, you have the countryside farmer land, and in the western part, it's just one big city. You have Amsterdam, The Hague, Rotterdam, Utrecht, Rotterdam with the biggest harbor, one of the biggest harbors, ports in the world, connecting to the Antwerp in Belgium in the south. This will all be part of this tri-state megacity project. The Netherlands is the highest density of electromagnetic density with Wi-Fi and 5G. It's already fully operating there in big parts of the Netherlands. And we have this port, and it's just in line with this. So, this will continue. At the same time, Netherlands is the biggest. We were the biggest, some of the biggest food export countries in the world. Now we are the first biggest country who's producing genetically modified food, because we have this woke society for a big part. And there are a lot of companies who have all these woke vegan kind of personalities running these companies, creating genetically modified food. And they are getting subsidized heavily by Big Pharma, Big Food, Bill Gates Foundation, suddenly with millions and millions. So these small companies are now being turned into major enterprises for producing genetically modified food. So this is the transformation of the Dutch farmer land into this becoming this smart city, genetically modified different sections in the society. For instance, food for providing the world, well, the Western world especially, with this kind of garbage thing. And the people are so much in the brainwashed, the majority, of course. So they see this as a really good thing, and that we're the leaders in the climate agenda, and they're working hard to implement all these suicidal laws. So, yeah, it's an ongoing thing. The other thing is the fishermen sections of the fishing industry in Holland is being decimated as we speak. Hardly anybody is really speaking about this. The disastrous policies in this segment of the society. Already 30% of the Dutch fishing industry is being neutralized by different policies, different regulations and laws and whatever more. So that's another thing. It's a fishing industry and a farming industry at the same time. So yeah, and then we get this genetically modified industry in the, you know, in exchange for it. And at the same time, they're calling for food scarcities. Like Macron is announcing that there will be the biggest food crisis in Europe the coming 12 to 18 months, and in Africa, like we never seen before. So it's really ridiculous what's happening.
Well, then, you know, you need to send all of the non-native Europeans out of Europe to have that precious food for those Europeans, obviously, would be the natural reaction. This is all very Talmudic, because they want to separate man from being in balance with nature and being able to sustain himself.
Yeah, yeah, right. And doing it's really, really well job, I must say. It's a really good try, to say the least. I mean, a lot of people are waking up to this reality, and I think a lot of people don't watch anymore anything what's happening on the screen. In a certain way, they're watching just complete irrelevant stuff on their screens, but they don't follow the news, what's happening really on a bigger scale at all, actually. And at the same time, people in alternative media are following this day by day by day, so they are sort of having this perception of the reality as if this is completely a done deal, you know, but that's not the case for sure. That's important to remember, of course.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. We mustn't be fooled at any step along the way in taking back our the control of our own minds, really. That this is already hopeless, that they've already won, and that there's nothing that we could do to stop it. Because in a lot of ways, they have major setbacks with a lot of these agendas, from pandemics to green agendas to their monetary unifying reset dreams, and even the ESG thing with corporations. I mean, sometimes the shareholders, in the end, went out with more strength, power, and influence than any CEO with his arm twisted behind his back can muster. So, yeah, we definitely have to see the strength of the people. And I mean, I really think that, you know, there has to be a wax and wane every so often in terms of these elite agendas, considerably. I mean, and nature will take its course. They can only control so much for so long before things will completely go against the ways they would like for quite some time as well. And so, and I think we perhaps the collapse of what we've seen, when you understand how much our countries have already been controlled, you know, for such a long time in Europe and in the U.S. here, then you it's not as hard to see how it could be a good thing. As we say, you know, all of this collapse, because it's their system which is actually collapsing, unsustainable. And, you know, yeah, nature takes its course because it's the way they try to, such as with these communist principles, or in general, going against nature in so many different ways, as we mentioned. And again, this largely is a Talmudic in its earliest origins that we know of.
Yes, it is. It is completely Talmudic, if you will. Yeah, for sure. And the thing is that we are already deep in this process of this collapse from the West, from within. And it's a good thing to read these love letters to America from Yuri Besmenov, who did a lot of interviews also explaining what's happening, how the West will be destroyed from within with the ideology of cultural Marxism, and how all these universities and all the media and all this politics and all the academia institutions will be infiltrated with these communist ideas for introducing and infecting these institutions with this ideology. And he's describing this this collapse in the different stages, where first is the demoralization state, and then the third one is the normalization state where we are now, and then you have the crisis state. Or before that, you have the crisis state, which is, we are in a crisis, but more crisis will come, of course. And it's exactly in line with this, what's happening. The thing is that, like, with all this news, also in the alternative media, and in the alternative media, there are still many people who still think that they can vote themselves out of this, or that there is a good guy or a bad guy, that, you know, that there's the West is not part of this, or the East, or Putin is a good guy, or in the Netherlands, the same. We have a lot of good people, but they still believe in the idea that there's a political party there who said the right things and a good leader. And if he's coming there in this arena and takes over, then it will be a good thing. Well, that's the root of the problem, of course, because they will become demoralized even more now if this guy, for instance, is becoming prime minister, which is completely irrelevant. Again, it's a complete waste of energy. It's distraction. It creates division, because these people, everything they say will feed the hatred of the so-called left. So everything somebody says, whether it's true or not, or whether it's healthy or not, will just be more fuel on the division fires in the countries because of the belief in this system of authority and politics. So and they get drained their energy as well, because they get.
And you suggest, and you suggest that we are past the destabilization phase. We've advanced to the normalization phase, where all this madness is being normalized.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. Mm-hmm. With laws, and people will say, yeah, well, that's a good thing. They're normalizing the abnormal things in the society, the unhealthy things, the untruths.
Yes. And, of course, things just become less and less sustainable. I mean, it's been widely suggested on an economic basis that through my entire lifetime, you know, we've not seen real wages rise with inflation, you know, with the cost of everything around us. And so, yes, I mean, the people are being made poorer with greater division between they and those with wealth. The middle class is been dissolving before my eyes in my lifetime pretty much thoroughly at this point. So yeah, let's try to continue this after the break. Check out these messages from our sponsors, folks, and we'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. I don't know if you heard about this one, Wilhelm, but we have this country music singer. He's had this song out for a while, and now he has a video along with it, and it's enraged people out there. It goes along with that topic of the destabilization and the normalization of it, at least course, in the big cities currently. We're starting to see, especially with like the transgender thing and, you know, more and more of the clergy agenda being accomplished in smaller suburbs and towns, but it's still in the process for sure. It's a stark difference. But so, yeah, we had this, country music star Jason Aldean, and he's enraged the entertainment industry's liberal elites. They're calling it the most contemptible song of the decade. And it's basically about how, you know, you just go ahead and try all these things in a small town, like the drag queen story hour, for example, you know, all these, you know, ridiculous gay parades and everything. So, there's a video that really annoyed with some of the visuals, a lot of the opposition, as you might say. And so Country Music TV is banned Jason Aldean's music video for "Try That in a Small Town" is the name of the song there. And I just thought that was rather comical, and it just shows us some of the creative ways that we can still fight back, you know, against these people. Comedy, art, creativity are great ways to really get people to look at themselves. And when you laugh, you know, you can laugh at the ridiculousness you yourself have been subjected to. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I didn't see anything of this country singer. I didn't see the video. He just sent me a link. Maybe that's it. But you're right. I mean, this is all fueling the division in the society, which is already just an abyss of division. Everything which the so-called right does, or the so-called conservative from the conservative field comes, is just fueling the anger and the hatred on the left, which is, of course, also controlling much of the legislative system and the laws. So, yeah, it will be banned. It's 1984 kind of dynamics. Everything will be banned, which is not in line with this leftist narrative, what we see now in Holland as well. Getting more anti-Semitic laws. It's now forbidden by law. That's a new demand for laws to deny any genocide. So that is not only the Holocaust, or it's also any other genocide. If you doubt it openly, or you criticize it, you will be liable and you can put in prison for minimal 1 year. So yeah, everything will be banned soon.
Yes, I fear that is the path these people are taking. And as far as the economic outlook, very dismal. A catastrophic debt implosion, they're saying, is what we have before us. It can be incredibly quick in gaining momentum. Let's see, we have Baltimore's commercial housing market taking a huge plunge, but we're hearing about Canada's housing market. A lot of housing markets have like bubbles that are unsustainable in theory. But the plans with BlackRock, Vanguard, they want to eliminate home ownership and private vehicle ownership, along with all these international agendas, we'll just call them. The agendas of the internationalist. There's a good one, huh? So we had the one office tower in Baltimore. It was sold off at a 69% discount. Just to give you, only 30% of its alleged previous value it sold for. Just to let you see how much some of these cities are taking the hit. Of course, Baltimore is just like Detroit now. I mean, very, very black in the city. Maybe the suburbs have some whites that commute for work. And it's certainly gone downhill the way Detroit has. But it's right by D.C. there, of course, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. So it certainly is an embarrassing stain and near the politicians in Washington. We have the largest chip maker slashing guidance as artificial intelligence, the alleged artificial intelligence boom, in the stock market and with corporate plans, fails to deliver. And we're hearing it's been overblown. I don't see there's any intelligence, cognitive ability to any of the so-called AI for that matter. But there's certainly a huge bubble in the stock market. Nonetheless, they're failing to deliver. And after more fatal crashes, I mean, Tesla's autopilot is under new investigations now. All this technology is rushed out without having a solid, proven experience as they'd like you to believe. But I mean, yes, we're all completely broke. It's all this ideology of destruction of white Western European culture. And more on that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more. There's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. And we're just going over the economic turmoil and what pushes through with our, our ideology of white European Western cultural destruction. I mean, like the Ukraine situation, the green agenda, these pandemic attitudes, the multicultural CRT, BLM, anti-white perspectives, all really kind of converging for these goals those at the top of wealth and power have in mind for us. Well, goals for themselves, they have in mind for themselves. Rand Paul, regarding the Ukraine war in particular, Rand Paul is out there shouting, "We're out of ammo, we're out of money." Of course, does that matter? You know, this is, as I believe it was Macron who reminded us a while back, Wilhelm, let's remember why we're in Ukraine. We're fighting for LGBTQ rights. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I saw a recent video of Mike Pence. I don't know when it did, with Tucker Carlson, an interview, and he's just asking about these weapons to Ukraine, these billions of weapons going to Ukraine, and Ukraine doesn't have enough tanks, and Tucker Carlson is confronting him with the facts that the American cities are on fire and just just mayhem in these cities with poverty and homeless people and just a complete mess. And he's just saying it clearly. He says, that's not my concern. And he says it twice. So, I mean, that says enough about, you know, the whole mindset of these people in politics, where they are and what priorities they have. And but it's becoming more and more in the open, all these agendas, Agenda 21, you know, the United Nations, SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, is becoming more clear and clear. But there are many people in the so-called left, you know, in the who will just happily prefer to align with China or Russia or any communist country than with conservative, so more healthy-minded people. They just associate this with people they know from the television screen or people in politics who they hate, literally. Of course, that comes from deeper psychological issues with self-hatred and just. But that's the shift what we see. But we see these agendas crystallizing, but at the same time we see it also fragmenting, you know, with the people, these companies in California, for instance, who are leaving the cities because of all the riots and all the criminal activity in these companies. They're leaving these office buildings. There are massive construction works in the cities building new offices, while at the same time more people work at home. They have been conditioned and programmed during lockdown COVID. They feel safe at home with lockdowns. So these buildings will be used for Agenda 21 purposes, turn them into smart cities, apartments, instead of offices, as a sort of solution for new problems or crises which will arrive. And the masses, of course, are just deeply hypnotized, gaslighted, and programmed with this notion that they are safe if they stay at home and join with this liberal mindset, which is suicidal, which we read from the Collapse of the West, this book where it's very well described. Just a reminder, this book of Yuri Bezmenov is only 50 pages, The Love Letter to the U.S. It's very interesting to read because you get it's in your face, but it's a real clear picture in where we are in this process and what is happening. Although it's always good not to identify with it because everything can change, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And like all our leaders over here in the United States, our current first family is as corruptly out in the open as anyone. Corruption at the highest level. They're saying that the IRS uncovered this for us. Oh, because they're such a noble institution, right? The IRS uncovered evidence that foreign nationals paid the Biden family over $17 million. But no, there really is a lot of corruption in that family, having to do with pay for play, a bribery, as they phrase it. And a lot of it did have to do with China, among others. But, you know, we mustn't fall into this trap of always focusing on China and, of course, afraid to mention the little hat crew, so to speak. I notice that's a thing out there in independent media land. That FedNow digital Federal Reserve currency is active now. They've announced their system for instant payments. The FedNow is live. But right now it's just for big corporations that have accounts with the Federal Reserve, although they can do transactions with their customers in real time. So just an update on a little of that. And then one more thing I wanted to touch on. Over in Baghdad, the Swedish embassy in Baghdad is burning. Iraqis stormed the compound over a planned Quran burning. I don't know if you heard about any of this, Willem. I could send you the link to that one here.
Okay, no, I didn't see that, actually. I didn't see that. I didn't watch much of the news lately. But, I mean, there is a lot of regularly reporting of Quran burning in Scandinavia, especially. But I didn't see this one from Baghdad.
Okay, well, yeah, I didn't know. Evidently, I was just notified Dan is on the line, but he was holding for a bit there. We had a little problem with the Skype messages, Dan, welcome. Sorry to keep you so long.
No, it's okay. I think you guys need to lighten up and enjoy the New World Order, man. Yesterday I rented my first e-scooter. Have you ever gotten one of those e-scooters? It was actually really fun. They go like 40 miles an hour, and I was going through the ghetto in downtown Baltimore on my e-scooter, you know? So I'm probably going to end up buying one of those and carrying it around with me. But especially you, Richard, down there on the beach, you know, or, well, I would think even in France, dude.
Dan, Home Depot's into selling these micro homes now. You and I should get on the ground floor and grab us a couple of those.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's very good for your social credit score.
Yeah,
yeah. Our social credit score, our carbon footprint, will be looking good to the WEF tribe.
It was pretty fun though. But anyway, I try to enjoy life. It was actually, I actually probably will buy one. But anyway, my point for Colin was this normalization process. I had a different take on it because Yuri Bezmenov said when they did that, I forgot what country he was talking about, then they basically, once they took over, they killed all of these kind of left-wing professors and the leaders of a lot of these social justice movements. So I could, for me, the process of normalization would be more like if Putin, from a right-wing approach, basically came into Europe and said, hey, we'll secure your borders, we'll stop immigration, we'll promote healthy families and stuff, and to make things more normal. That's kind of the way I took it. So where I feel like if they're doing anything, I could see them doing that right now, where they normalize, bring society back to normal, just let us take over kind of thing, you know?
Well, I believe Willem was referring to different stages in a, you know, just like a theoretical work which has been established regarding these methods. Is that correct, Willem?
Yeah, that is correct. You know, and there's a lot of reporting in the alternative media, especially the alternative right media, is very much controlled from the East, actually, like stations like RT, which is completely Kremlin controlled, and the people talking there. And then you have a lot of people saying, well, all these professors and communist infiltrators in academia, universities, they were killed or they were neutralized. Well, if that's the case, might be possible, but still we see the rolling out of these agendas. When you read Anatoly Golitsyn's work, The Perestroika Deception, or New Lies for Old, which is very dry, but it still describes really on point, exactly on detail, how the West is going to be destroyed from within by the Soviet regime, not the Soviet regime, but just world communist entities, Marxist-Leninist entities, dynamics, China, Russia, the whole Sino-Russia split was a theater, the fall of the wall, the so-called collapse of communism. This was all just for, you know, ethic purposes, which is described in these books, which were written in the 80s with all these predictions. And it's happening as we speak. So whether they have been killed or not, you know, so that's the main thing, that it's happening as we speak.
I feel like the demoralization still hasn't finished yet. I feel like we're still kind of in the demoralization phase, and then the normalization won't come until like the U.S. dollar collapses or something, and NATO, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's an interesting topic, but I know NATO, I'm seeing NATO as more of a threat. I'm seeing NATO using diversity. The stated goal of NATO is to make all these countries diverse. So, you know, I'm seeing it more as just a military strategy, what they're doing in Europe, just to storm in all these different groups That's a NATO tactic. But it seems like we would have to... Go ahead.
No, sorry, go.
Well, we'd have to side. If Putin did that, we would kind of almost had no choice but to side with them to normalize our society. Like if Russia came up to Germany and said, we'll make you all German again and do what's good for the German people, they might not have a problem taking over from NATO, because if NATO is pushing diversity and stuff, so unless it all is just working together to...
Well, this whole diversity stuff is just one of the foundations of cultural Marxism. This, this identity politics, the oppressor and the minorities, and all this LGBTQ stuff. That is typically cultural Marxist ideology put into the society to diverse it and to divide it and to demoralize it. Also, that's very much the case.
Say, Dan. Wilhelm here might be a good person for you to run by your theory on, your reservations you have about the child trafficking film.
I think, first of all, the guy adopted two black Haitian kids. So I don't believe the statistics they're pushing. And most of all, he's talking about trafficking in Colombia. I haven't seen the movie, but I think Paul made a good point. I mean, if this stuff is caught and it's a crime, arrest them. But I think they're just trying to say there's a secret cartel of child traffickers running everything and not Jews, basically, because it's all over Alex Jones.
Well, I'm surprised we're hearing about all these leftists and YouTube banning it and all this stuff. When it's just like, based on true events, no one's going to get incriminated or anything, regardless. And it's not even talking about the U.S. Wilhelm, are you familiar with this new film on child trafficking, or do you have a comment? Because, I mean, it does seem...
No, I'm not.
Okay, because one response Dan was pointing out was that someone was saying, yeah, one solution to all this child trafficking is, every American needs to adopt a couple of these immigrant children. And
that's what the guy was saying on Alex Jones. The guy that made the movie was on Alex Jones, saying, we need to go rescue these kids. Need to save them. And
it doesn't recognize, fixing the problem of reverting European and U.S., Western culture back. White Western culture back to what it was, being able to preserve that. It certainly doesn't address that. It's not supposed to address that if it's about child trafficking. But I think it subversively works against that being, seen as any issue, or that the immigration has anything negative.
It buys into the whole anti-white Christian.
Look at these victims. Look at these poor brown children who are victims, who are being victimized. Feel sorry for them, and don't say you don't want them in your country. That's kind of the message, and the timing of it, when there's all this stuff coming out they don't want you to know about regarding these mRNA shots. Again, the Biden family corruption being investigated, the Ukraine situation not going well, the economy. There are a lot of things not going well. That they don't want you thinking about, and it's convenient timing where this has been an ongoing thing, and just once in a while something like this comes up, and now everyone's jumping on board. Why right this second? I believe it's a real issue, an important issue, but if it's helping to get you to dismiss white genocide, then the child trafficking thing, or to not focus on other things at important time periods. Then it's questionable. That's all I think that Dan and I thought. Wilhelm, would you like to add anything or give us any feedback further to that?
Well, it's quite significant that this was promoted on so-called alternative conservative right-wing station, Alex Jones. But that's a red flag, I think, for sure.
Yeah, it is more of a leftist sort of truther topic, Wilhelm. I mean, we're aware of more of like, the love and light crowd of the truther community, if you will, who don't address certain topics, and race is certainly one of those topics. Jewish power is certainly one of those topics, and something that is a very safe topic for these people traditionally has been, in addition to health, corruption in the medical and CDC and all that, and vaccines. A strong topic is child trafficking. It always has been. We're aware of that from a lot of the radio and the people you longer than I, Willem.
Yeah, and it's what you say. It's when it's working on emotions, all these stuff, everything is working on emotions, on fear, whether it's climate or this kind of stuff. It's always on the emotion. So if that's the case, then you should be on alert, to say the least.
Not that there aren't some positive things of the so-called love and light side of the truther community. I say that with a warmth for. I did some radio with a lot of those people. And I can appreciate a lot of the spectrum.
What is it? What is that love and light part of the community?
I'm sure you could understand, Willem, but I can describe it more later, but some of the people we've interacted with in their circles, are very only positive vibration kind of focus. Stephen Pelley, Ole Damegard, Zen Gardner, a lot of their followers, very spiritual, but certainly sticking to topics that don't want to offend people or be too dangerous and censorable. Now, even stuff like vaccines, we're talking about the FDA is going to get you censored. So things have changed and accelerated quite a bit, to be sure, in the last bunch of years. But, I see we have another caller, but thank you so much, Dan.
Thanks for taking the call.
I didn't mean to go on so much. Sir. Oh, we have Joe in Florida. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Richard. Hey, William. Willem. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, speaking of Jewish power and about vaccines, so it's a little bit of a breaking news. If you haven't seen this hearing that happened today in the House on censorship, okay, censorship and how the federal government has been colluding with the social media and regular media to, censor any discussion about vaccines, about this dreaded corona apocalypse, Well, lo and behold, I'll just give you a reset. So who's the first witness? RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, let me just say parenthetically, I'm not really, I have disagreements with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But what went on in this hearing is outrageous, unbelievable Jewish power on display. You had this Debbie Wasserman Schmutz, is what I call her, the congresswoman, the nearby congresswoman down here, Debbie Wasserman Schmutz. So the topic is censorship and, the terrible, plague of censorship of the government trying to censor people. What does this Jewess do? She comes, the first thing she says, oh, Mr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not allowed to speak at this hearing because he's being accused of anti-Semitism, and we think he's rabidly anti-Semite. So she introduces a measure at a hearing of censorship to literally allow him to testify, to literally censor him in real time. And then these psychotic Democrats all sort of support it. I mean, here's the thing about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'll just say this. Whatever you say, some people are both, and I'm not a fan of his recently bowing down to Jewish power recently, right? But even somebody like him is susceptible to the psychotic Jewish control power mechanism, where he was literally being censored at a censorship hearing because he was accused of being anti-Semitic, which he obviously isn't. But I wanted to give you guys an update. Speak of Jewish power and vaccines. And by the way, the only thing he said on that tape that they accused him of being anti-Semitic on was actually a fact, which is that those people, that the so-called COVID virus actually does impact different people according to their racial genetic background. That, there's a study proving that, that some people are more impacted, and Ashkenazi Jews apparently not as impacted as Caucasians, right? But that's enough for the Jewish psychopaths who run the Congress and our country and our media and our world to attempt to smear them. It was unbelievable. You should check it out. It's on C-SPAN if you have. It's going to be in the news today, but check it out. It's just just wanted to alert you to that.
You heard about this, Willem?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure Joe would love to hear your feedback on the whole incident.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I think this is, again, demonstrating that you shouldn't put your hope openly or anything supporting anybody in this public domain in the political arena, because there is, of course, a big effort to just shut down all criticism of Jewish power in media, in politics, in finance, all this stuff, more anti-Semitic laws. And people like this Robert Kennedy, he served this agenda of he bowed down after and pledged his loyalty towards Israel and everything, so he will be fine. But all the people who supported him and on the so-called right, who identified with this idea, this will feed the division and it will feed the tyranny and the control. So it's more a demonstration and more to be a strategy. Just don't let yourself identify with anybody in the public domain. It's just a waste of energy. And it puts you in a corner, and that will just feed the agenda of division. So it's better to just observe these kind of things and don't, I don't say don't speak out. Of course, mm-hmm. You can speak out, but be strategical right. In an intelligent way.
Absolutely. We're almost out of time. Any last comment, Joe?
Yeah, no, I mean, I generally agree. You don't put all you sort of put somebody on a pedestal. In fact, I disagree with RFK Jr. about, for instance, abortion and other things. But to me, this was an amazing example that of just now, who could deny this Jewish power after watching this? Somebody who's obviously not even really anti-Semitic being totally destroyed. All because some angry Jewish bitch that somehow got into office felt like she wanted to make a point. Thanks,
right.
Guys.
Thank you. Yes, you know, it is interesting. If coming from someone like him, and he's not at all racial in his views on nature or science either. And yet, well, Willem, it's great as always to have you here, brother. Have a great weekend. Look forward to speaking with you again soon.
You too, Rich. Good to hear you. Take care, everybody. Speak next week.
Please donate at republicbroadcasting.org on their donate page. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilaji hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilaji Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilaji as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilaji by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilaji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilaji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.